Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled Faith and Friendship.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door. And he preached the word to them. They came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now, some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves, so he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." The Gospel of the Lord. I remember that day so long ago, as if it was yesterday. Living here in Capernaum, I had heard a lot about Jesus and his teachings, his healings of the sick and those possessed by demons. Wow, how I wished I could see him and meet him, and yes, be healed by him. But I was confined to my home, paralyzed for so long. Oh, my friends would visit from time to time and tell me fascinating stories of these miracles of Jesus, and how people were captured by his words, amazed by his deeds, and many were following him. But then one day they came and told me that Jesus was here, right here again, at home in Capernaum. So many were gathering that no one could get near Jesus because of the crowd. Then my friend said to me, "We're going to bring you to Jesus. We have a plan. We are going to lower you down from the roof, and you will be there right in front of him." Their kindness surprised and overwhelmed me. Before I knew it, there I was, face to face with Jesus. Jesus looked up at my friends, and he smiled, seeing their love for me and their faith in him. Then he looked down at me and said, "Your sins are forgiven." People started murmuring, but I just kept looking at Jesus and he at me. I felt the freedom of his forgiveness, a deep down healing was kind of happening to me. I needed that. Then he said, "Rise, pick up your mat and go home." Somewhat stunned, I got up and bowed low in gratitude to Jesus. My friends did too. And you know what? We walked home. Here is what I learned that day and want to share with you. Faith matters. The faith of my friends was the cause of a turning point in my life and in my faith. Their care and attention to my needs became an opportunity to deepen their own faith in Jesus. We can and should share our faith with each other. My story reveals that we have the opportunity and the responsibility for one another as members of God's family, all brothers and sisters, all sisters and brothers. At times, each of us can be paralyzed in different ways by fear, selfishness, pride, greed, or whatever. So we need to care enough for each other, believe in God enough to carry one another where we need to go. Our faith can bring each other to healing and forgiveness. Faith in God's amazing gift, bringing us closer to one another and to Jesus, who desires to forgive and heal all of us.